Okay, so we're just going to relax and breathe and maybe close our eyes if it feels comfortable. This is a safe, lovely space. And we are wonderfully connected in powerful ways. And we care about each other. And so we can just relax. It's okay to relax. It's okay to breathe. It's okay to be conscious and ask yourself in this moment, how could I be just a little more comfortable? Maybe you want to squirm around in your chair a little bit or stretch some part of your body, your ears or your toes or your nose or something that makes you feel good. And just relax. Because it is a gift that we give to ourselves when we give ourselves the opportunity to relax. Abraham has said about pain, that pain is a signal to you that the cells of your body are asking for more energy and the universe is responding, but you are not relaxed enough to let it in. So anytime we take the moment to choose to relax, we are honoring our physical body. We are honoring the endless good that flows to us from source, whether it's health or prosperity or wholeness or beauty or harmony or grace. All of those things flow to us endlessly, powerfully, and beautifully. If we only can relax, open our hearts and our minds to the endless connection we have. We are always connected to Source. There is no moment when we are disconnected, although we aren't always aware of our connection. I like to think of it as Source, Spirit is a constant, and it's only my awareness of it that changes. And we can relax into that beautiful presence, that peace that underlies all of the activity anytime we choose. So we just relax and breathe and give ourselves the gift of a little space of peace in our busy lives, our busy days. It is so good to just relax and breathe. And settle down. Settle in. And just be present right now. And the inspiration for this meditation comes from a TV show I've been watching called The Village. And the catchphrase in that TV show is, if you live here, you're family. And it's about a multi-story apartment building in the city where the people are neighborly. They take care of one another. And they commit to that taking care of each other. And it's such a beautiful thing. And it isn't always to take care of others. And sometimes they have to stretch to do it, but they're willing. And that energy of, if you live here, your family, inspired me. And I watched three of the TV shows this week that I'd recorded while I was away on vacation. And I continued to think, oh, I wish I had a village like that. And then I had a situation last Monday where I had the opportunity to ask for help from my village. And I tried calling a friend in Florida and one in Washington State. Neither of them were available. But I thought of a friend that I hadn't talked to in a year in Colorado. And when I called her, she was there and she prayed with me and helped me be of assistance to another friend who was local. And I realized I do have a village. I already have a village. I don't need to move somewhere to have a village. The village already surrounds me and supports me and loves me in powerful ways. So it's not a question of, are we loved, supported, and supplied? It's a question of, do we perceive it in any particular moment? And so as I began thinking about this concept, I've attracted other things this week, a video on YouTube this morning, and then I started looking up about how much we share with other people and other things. And one thing that came to mind was the idea that living things share common genes. So I checked some statistics, and one quote must be true because it was on the internet, said, there are more than 3 million differences between your genome and anyone else's. On the other hand, we all share 99.9% of the same DNA. 99.9% DNA. And 99.9 with other humans, 99 with chimpanzees. 60% with fruit flies and 60% with banana plants. Living things share common genes. And I began to expand my idea of community. If you live here, you're family. If you live on this planet and you are alive, you're family. The family of man, the family of animals, even family with the fruit flies, trusting that we are connected. And there is ultimately only one. My guides, who I call the beloved, say one and many, all one, always, always. We are one. And we are many, and it is beautiful. Abraham says, you have so much more in common than difference with everyone. You all want to feel good. And they went on to say, what you believe shows itself to you. You see what you believe by law of attraction. And they also said, most humans spend most of their lives arguing the perfection of their beliefs against others. But that's not what we set out to do at all. Abraham said, you came to embrace diversity because out of it comes your clarity of what you prefer. What you really intended to do was to take some of all of it and mix it into a very unique tapestry of experience. You will not know your uniqueness until you allow the uniqueness of everyone else. So those are the ideas that came together for me today. To appreciate our uniqueness at the same time that we recognize and appreciate our oneness, and to know that if we live here in some powerful and extraordinary ways, we are family, and this is a village. And it takes a village to raise a child. It takes a village to help others. It takes a village to be extremely joyful in your life. Of Course in Miracles says, no one can do it for you and you can't do it alone. And I'm not sure that's entirely true. You can do it alone, but it's so much more fun to do it with others. And so I invite you to open your heart and mind to the family And I invite you to imagine someone you love that you already recognize as family. Think of this person's face. Think of this person's uniqueness. And think of the love that you have for this individual. If they're family that you've grown up with, you may have decades of experience with this person. Some of us have family we never knew and just met relatively recently. So we have new experiences of this family. And some of us don't have any biological family, but we have a family of friends, chosen family. So regardless of the circumstances of how this person became a family member that you love, think of this person. Could even be a person who's no longer physical, because Abraham says, we got to get over that death thing. Life is eternal. And the ones we love are always here with us. I asked my mother at her funeral, who was there with her? And she said the most joyful word I have ever heard. She said, everybody. Everybody. Everybody she loved. There was no longer a difference between the living ones and the what we call dead ones, who are still alive, gloriously alive and ever present with us. And so as you think of this beloved, think of other beloveds. You can imagine them if they're local. You can imagine them if they're non-local. They could be in Timbuktu, or they could be in non-physical, or they could be right here somewhere in Reston. But in your imagination, you can love them. You can open your heart and allow the infinite love that is the truth of your being to flow all over this person that you care about, sending them love. Sending them love. And if you open your heart, you probably can even feel their love coming back to you. Whether they're physical or non-physical, you are eternally connected non-physically, according to Abraham. In non-physical, we are one. We are connected. And our relationships are eternal. Whether they continue through this lifetime or not, they continue forever. And so we just send love. And whatever faces come to your mind, send love. Perhaps expanding to a circle of friends that's precious to you. Thinking of communities you belong to. It could be a church or a bowling league. It could be a book club or a gym. It could be a Girl Scout troop or a volunteer organization. Wherever you find community, imagine the faces of the beautiful people that you're family with in that community and send them love. Send love to people that you saw this morning, and send love to people that you haven't seen in 10 years. Scatter seeds of love. Abraham talked about scattering seeds of love. And we can just scatter our seeds of love hither and yon, noticing which faces appear in your mind. Noticing which hearts feel open and loving in return. And allow your love to flow. Allow it to expand. Scattering seeds of love. And I wonder if you can imagine someone you've seen in the last couple of days that you don't know. I saw a couple in the parking lot at the gym yesterday. that had a little boy with them who's probably 2.5 or 3 years old, and they were both holding his hands, and he was chanting 1, 2, 3, and they were swinging him up into the air. And the three of them were laughing, and they were beautiful. And it makes me feel good to send love to that beautiful family, knowing that their life is blessed by my appreciating them. Abraham said, meditation is great and it benefits you to quiet your mind. But appreciation is even better because it benefits you and the others that you think about. So give yourself permission to think about someone you've seen that you really don't know. Maybe you see them in a store. Maybe you see them on the street. Maybe you see them on the metro. Maybe you see them in a school or in a parking lot. But allow your love to flood that person and perhaps that place where you go regularly. There is no limit to your love. There is no glass ceiling on love. Love is infinite and eternal. And we can allow it to flow through us beautifully at any level. We can allow ourselves to expand in love any day. It's our choice. It's our gift to love and to share and to be part of the family of mankind, part of the family of all life, part of the family that is love, that is source, that is Abraham. And Abraham says that those who are drawn to them are family of teacher. Family of teacher. And that we came to uplift. And your love is uplifting. So if there's someone in your life who maybe could use a little upliftment now, send them love. Unconditional love. Love that they could do anything with that they want to. They don't have to change. They don't have to be conditional. They can just bask in the love that you are. Years ago, one of my friends suggested having tea parties with the inner beings of other people. So you might consider inviting your inner being and that other person's inner being to sit with you at a tea party, and all of you send love. The beloved told me once when I said, they said, send our love everywhere. And I said, you send your love everywhere. What could I do that could possibly make a difference? And they said, you greatly underestimate the power of an open human heart. Our love at this level of vibration, of the human level of vibration, can reach people who may not have access to source directly. Abraham has said that as well, that we can become a broadcast station on the human frequency for love, for beauty, for grace, for power, for peace, for health. We can vibrate in such a beautiful way that other people are uplifted. People we know and people we don't even know. We are sitting right now in the supervisor's office, which is in a way a police station. And we can send love to everyone who works here, everyone who comes here, everyone who interacts with all of the first responders who go out. We can send our love all through the community to people who could use a little love today, people who are asking for love, people who are praying may be open to receive, and we can make a difference just by allowing our love to flow. If you live here, you're family. And it makes a difference if we choose to love our broader perspective family. For we are love. It is the very essence of our being. And when we take a few moments to simply love unconditionally, to allow the energy to flow through us, it does amazing things to our bodies. It changes the chemistry of our body to engage the heart-based emotions. There's a wonderful institute called HeartMath that studies the impact of heart-based emotion on the physical body. And heart emotions generate endorphins, which cause the body to come into harmony. They call it entrainment, and the body heals, and the mind, the brain begins to develop in the forebrain, and the capacity for understanding and love and enlightenment expands. We can be that. We are that. And we can access that whenever we choose to simply connect with the love that is the truth of our being. We are blessed. There is a wholeness, a oneness, a truth here. We are one and many, all one, always, always. We are that. We are. And so we've gotten very expansive, and it's awesome to do that, but it's also good to take all of that love we've shared and bring it home to ourselves. So let's take a moment to just bring that love home. Bring it into our body. Bring it into our vehicles and our physical homes and our workplaces and our communities. Knowing that our love is beautiful, it's powerful, and it's freeing. And when we come to love, we turn to love, we tune in to our own love that we've expanded, and it is good. So I am grateful for this opportunity to riff on love, to connect with the beauty and power and expansiveness of our being. We are love, and it is good, and so it is.